Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 7. From the ESV version of the Bible. And it reads as follows. Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of the good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. You may be seated.
Amen.
So for a few moments, I want to encourage you, Dr. Madwood and Community Baptist Church, from the subject, think of the good.
All right.
Think of the good. As we gather on today, we have come to celebrate this very capable pastor. Yeah. Amen. And this great man of God.
Yes.
However, my brothers and my sisters, in the midst of the celebration on today, we must remember while we celebrate that our ultimate purpose is to praise and worship God.
Amen.
We praise and we worship God while we thank Him for the blessedness that He has bestowed upon us in the persons of Dr. Eric and Lady Madwood. Y'all can do better than that. We thank God for Dr. Magwood. Y'all can do better than that. And we thank God for the spirit of love that God has bestowed upon him. And I truly believe that we can all agree on today that this spirit of love has affected us all in some way, shape, or form. It has engulfed our lives in some way. And because of that, on today, we have gratitude to our God for the spiritual and the natural abilities that God has blessed Dr. Magwood with.
Amen.
He's a spiritual leader. We thank God for the gift of Dr. Magwood. He's a family man. And he's a genuine friend. We thank God for Dr. Magwood. He's an under-shepherd that is willing to serve. He's an under-shepherd that's willing to love. He's an under-shepherd that's willing to equip. So we thank God for the gift of Dr. Magwood. He's an educator, my brothers and my sisters, on the highest level. So we thank God for the gift of Dr. Magwood. He's an organizer and a true orchestrator. He is the dean of Christian education, and he's a student at the same time. He served the state with the highest level of excellency, and he takes the national stage by storm. He can sing, and he can direct the choir. We thank God for Dr. Eric Magwood up in here. As we honor my friend and my brother on his special day, Dr. Magwood, we are filled with joy. But not only are we filled with joy, We are filled with great expectations of how God is going to move in you and through you in this next phase of your ministry. We recognize, and I truly believe that we can all agree, that Dr. Magwood is a good man. Psalms 37 verse 23 lets us know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But not only is he a good man, he is faithful to his family. He is faithful to his church. He's faithful to the organizations that he serves. And he is always faithful to those who surround him. One thing I can say about Dr. Magwood, that he does not change. He greets you with that same joy and jubilance no matter who you are and no matter where you are. Dr. Magwood truly embodies the spirit of the true and living God in his faithfulness. To take it a step further, my brothers and my sisters, not only is he good, not only is he faithful, but Dr. Magwood is a man of integrity. His yes is yes, his no is no. So Dr. Magwood, on today, we are thankful for your faithfulness. We glorify God for your truthfulness. And we thank him for simply allowing you to be a man of integrity who has touched all our lives. Community, let us remember that Dr. Magwood's life is a testament to God's faithfulness and God's grace. And it illustrates to all of us how God can take an ordinary man and do extraordinary things through his ministry. Dr. Magwood has touched countless lives, imparting wisdom, imparting love, and giving guidance to all those who need it. We understand that his dedication to God and his dedication to the work should be an inspiration to us all on today. And as we reflect on Dr. Magwood's journey, let us also be encouraged to walk in faith, knowing that God's plans for us are always good and purposeful. Just as Dr. Magwood has remained steadfast in his calling, may we too find strength and courage to pursue God's will in our own lives, trusting in God's love and his faithfulness and his provision. So on today, we magnify God.
Hallelujah.
We give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Because he's worthy and he is the most high God. But as we magnify God on today, we celebrate Dr. Magwood. We celebrate the great things that God has done through him and his wife. And like I said, we have great expectations because he's the best. My brother is yet to come. So we have great expectations of what God is about to bring forth in your life. We're excited about year number 10. So we thank you for the sermon. you for the lessons. We thank you for the leadership. We thank you for the integrity. We thank you for walking with God. And the songwriter simply says, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. The authorship of the book of Hebrews in the Bible is uncertain. And it has been a topic of great debate among scholars for centuries. Do I got some Bible readers up in here?
That's right.
The author of Hebrews, he does not name himself, nor does he clearly designate his audience. However, we gather from the title to the Hebrews that the original recipients of the letter were Jewish Christians. These Jewish Christians, my brothers and my sisters, most likely resided in Rome or another city with a significant Jewish population. The overall theme of the book of Hebrews is the supremacy and sufficiency of Jesus Christ. The author emphasizes the superiority of Christ over all other forms of revelation, including angels, Moses, and the Levitical priesthood.
Hallelujah.
The reader, my brothers and my sisters, is also encouraged to remain steadfast in their faith in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
To persevere in the face of adversity.
Hallelujah.
And to hold fast to the hope that is found in Jesus the Christ.
Hallelujah.
This epistle, my brothers and my sisters, emphasizes the need for endurance, faithfulness, and confidence in the promises of God. Dr. Magwood, you're going to have to endure. You're going to have to walk by faith, and you're going to have confidence in God in this next level of service. The theme of our text on today informs us that the leader's main purpose is to share and to teach God's message to the church so the church can grow and mature.
Amen.
Even though this is a challenging task.
Yes,
can I throw this in parenthetically?
All right.
It's a challenging task, especially when we're dealing with us.
That's right.
Put your hands together. But it's not enough that the leader talks the talk. But the leader must walk the walk.
Amen.
In our text for today, the author of the epistle to the Hebrews encourages the Jewish readers to respect and honor the leaders who teach them and have taught them the Word of God. If you remember the reading of Scripture, he simply directs the reader to think of the good that has come from the lives of their leaders. Today, we celebrate this 9th pastoral anniversary. And I urge you, Community Baptist Church, to think of the good that flows from the life of Pastor and Lady Magwood. I encourage you to follow their example of faith, their example of being dedicated, and their example of walking and serving in excellence. But upon closer examination of the text, Dr. Magwood, we find an appeal. An appeal to the Jews who had embraced and professed the gospel.
Yes.
The appeal was for them to not to go back.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
They were not to go back to legalism.
Yes.
And they were not to go back to their former way.
That's right.
Come on. Let me park here for a minute.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes when we serve our people,
yeah,
we are tempted to go back so they know where we came from.
Yeah.
We are tempted to go back,
yeah,
and let them know what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
We are tempted to go back, but God says we are not to go back.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But I want you to understand. This is what I saw in the text, Dr. Magwood. We have to understand that the relationship that we have with Jesus, Dr. Magwood, you can agree it comes with a set of standards.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
That's right.
How many of us understand that our relationship with Jesus Christ, no matter how mature you may be,
yes,
is bound by standards.
That's right.
One of the greatest issues that I have in the church is that many church attendees, and some of these church attendees carry titles.
Yes.
They want to claim a connection with Christ, but they want to neglect the standards of Christ.
Come on. Come on.
They want to neglect the standards of Jesus Christ in their lifestyle outside of church, in their practices inside of church. However, we learn from the author of Hebrews that the standards set by Jesus the Christ, they don't change. Tell your neighbor, say, they ain't changing, baby.
They ain't changing.
The author desires for the reader,
yes,
to understand that the standards of Jesus Christ,
right,
no longer involve ceremonies. No longer involve rituals. They no longer involve holy days. And they no longer involve formalities.
Yeah.
Instead, he wants his Jewish readers and us to understand that the standards of Jesus are internal.
Yes, Lord.
The standards of Jesus,
yes,
are a matter of the heart.
Yes.
And we understand what we do flows from our heart.
Yes.
Furthermore, the author explains that just as those who lead us spoke and speak the words of God, and the words of God are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, we must continue to boldly go forth in the word and the standard of Almighty God.
Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Not only the pastor must be steadfast.
Yeah.
But Dr. White, man, well, sometimes I think the people get it twisted. They got to remain steadfast too.
Amen. Amen.
You cannot put a standard on the pastor that you don't have for yourself.
Come on. Free.
But talk.
Hallelujah.
By remaining steadfast,
yes,
We will not be swayed by strange teaching. Am I in the text?
That's right. Yeah, no. That's right.
Because I want you to understand this. Come with me for a second, community. Let's have a little talk. We understand that one of Satan's most subtle approaches.
That's right. That's right.
To believers is to lead them away.
That's right.
From sound biblical doctrine.
That's right.
And he wants to lead us towards beliefs.
That's right.
That are unreliable.
That's right.
And he wants to lead us towards beliefs that are always changing.
Yes.
But ultimately, this teaching by Satan leads us to poor living.
That's right.
And
that's
if the right. church is living poorly, we are poor examples, and that's why folk don't want to come.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
But today, we celebrate this great man of God. And we thank God. And I thank God for the great things that you have done. They may seem minute and small and regular to you, but they are great things in the body of Christ. But you have to understand, church, the responsibilities that Pastor Magwood and Lady Magwood carry are great. But Pastor Magwood, we understand that you are carrying this load, but you do it with such joy and jubilation. And we thank God for your joy and your jubilation while you do the work. Because everybody not like that. But every time we see you, it's a smile. It's a joy to be in your presence. So we thank God for your goodness. We thank God for you walking in excellence. And we thank God for you being a man of integrity. So I encourage you to keep pressing on. I encourage you to keep standing firm. I encourage you to keep showing love in this dark world. And I encourage you to stand firm, holding up the blood-stained banner. Community Baptist Church, I urge you today to remain steadfast in your faith.
All right. Yes.
And I encourage you, yet again, to think of the good that flows from the life of your pastor and first lady. With all that said, what attributes should we appreciate in a leader that was hand-selected by God? And Dr. Magwood, you were hand-selected by God. Number one, Dr. Magwood, we appreciate your faithfulness. Number two, we are grateful for your truthfulness. And number three, we are overjoyed by your consistency. Dr. Magwood, the songwriter says, some folk worship money and the luxuries that it brings. Some folks live for glory, to hear their praises ring. But I know you live for Jesus, and to him you will cling, because Jesus is your everything. Dr. Magwood, as you strive for a higher level of excellence, keep pressing on as you cling to the King. Continue to reach for new levels of spiritual impact. Keep pressing on as you cling to the King. So your dedication to service will lead you to higher heights. Keep pressing on, my brother, as you cling to the King. See, the songwriter says, My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the speed of strength, but holy me on Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor,
on Christ,
a doctor, forgiveness on the cross. A word of salvation on the cross. Salvation to his mother on the cross. A word of anguish. A word of suffering. A word of victory. He laid down his life for you and for me. They placed him in a barrel tomb. He stayed there for the rest of Friday. Saturday morning, he was still there. Saturday evening, he was still there. Saturday night, he was still there. But early Sunday morning,
God praise for the great things he has done.